Foreign donors have pledged $7.6 billion in aid and loans for Lebanon at a conference in Paris today. The group are responding to Lebanon's latest appeal to the international community for financial aid. Lebanon has been struggling to rebuild following last year's conflict between Hezbollah guerrillas and Israel. Prime Minister Fawad Senora said that without help from Lebanon could face an uncertain future. Meanwhile, at least one student was killed and 25 were injured in street fights between rival groups of students loyal to the government and to the opposition at a Beirut university. The latest attacks are just a continuation of some of the worst street violence Lebanon has seen in years. Director of the only Christian radio station on the ground here is Father Fouad Hachoua.
It's impossible to solve this problem if the people who are in charge don't stop and they don't talk to each other. And I think it's impossible to arrive to one person is going to be winner and the other one is going to be loser. They have to arrive to a win-win solution. Both of them, they are going to be winners. If not, I think the problem is going to be catastrophe in Lebanon. Between Christian and in the same time between Muslim.
Now, of course, we are looking at the international community for aid, but what about the Christian international community specifically? What should we be doing to help Lebanon?
We need your prayer. We need the Christian people in Lebanon to be stronger. Now the church cannot do anything. Everything is divided. Everything is divided. So it's up to the international Christian community to think about how they have to help the Christians in Lebanon, in which they have a very important role to play it in the Middle East, because if the Christian in Lebanon are going to lose, it means that the Christian in the Middle East are going to lose, because we are the hope among all the other Christians in the Middle East. Now the war is becoming harder because the war is between Christian and Christian and Muslim and Muslim.